Welcome to Grow Your Influence, leadership conversations for business owners and managers. Whether you own a business and have a team, or leadership is part of your role, welcome, you're exactly where you need to be. Join co-hosts Juliette Robinson and Christy Lee Billett for their regular conversations on all things leadership. No corporate jargon, no textbook ideologies, just real life experience unpacked in a relaxed way to help you be your best boss and lead your team with confidence, clarity, and control. This is Grow Your Influence. Let's dive in.
Welcome back to the Grow Your Influence podcast. Christy Lee, hi.
Juliette, hello. It's great to be chatting to you again.
And to you. I'm really excited about this topic, I think because we know that this is an issue for people at the moment. And we've talked in recent episodes about, you know, it's the middle of the year, it's winter, things are slow, and it can be hard to be motivated. And we've talked about leading through a downturn in the last episode. But I think this topic today, we want to talk about when your team asks for a pay rise and there's just not enough money coming in to be able to do that.
Yeah, I'm seeing this being a real headache for a lot of clients I'm working with at the moment. Yeah. It's causing a bit of fear and anxiety for business owners that I'm working with, and it's causing a bit of stress and frustration. What feels in their minds like constant pushes for pay increases. Are you seeing this as well?
Yes, yeah, definitely. And I think there's a couple of things going on. I think there's a lot of talk about union-driven pay rises in the news lately.
Do you think? I feel like I'm talking about unions ad nauseum at the moment.
Yes. And big numbers as well. This is not insignificant.
No, big numbers.
But also I think there's this, right, you know, the constant talk about the cost of living pressures, and they're very real.
I mean, we all do groceries as well, listeners, so we know that walking out of a supermarket with any change in your hand is near on impossible at the moment.
That's exactly right. So I think there's these constant pressures coming at people. So I understand why people are seeking a pay rise. And it's not as though that anybody's doing any less work.
No.
If anything, what I'm seeing in teams is that people are, there's been layoffs happening.
Mm.
And that means the work still has to happen, but there's fewer people.
Mm. Yeah,
so
that's
that
interesting.
That creates a pressure as well. So people have this sense that they're now doing 1.5 jobs, not just their one job. I think it's a very real issue. And I think it needs to be handled properly, because I think if you handle this one badly, it has the potential to spiral downward pretty quickly in terms of the way your team is motivated and the way it talks about work.
I agree. And I think historically, there's been a real challenge that every time you did a performance review, people were expecting a pay rise. And I've been working with the clients I work with a lot in the last few years, especially about really separating those two things.
Yes.
So that every time we meet to discuss performance, because of course I'm encouraging with a lot of businesses that we do performance reviews more than annually, because it's just too much of a time gap.
Yeah.
But you can't be having a pay rise discussion every quarter if you're going to do reviews quarterly. So I've been trying to extrapolate these two things in businesses for many years now. And it's a real struggle for businesses to do that, I think. But yet they've not really then come to a formula or format about when pay rises will be discussed, how they'll be discussed, at what point do we give them. And that it has been, in my experience, historically very reactive, that every time someone knocks on the door and says, I'd like a pay rise, we're dealing with it just in reaction to their request.
I totally agree. Yes. And I think the reason people knock on the door is because they don't see a plan. They
Correct.
Don't see, they're not seeing anything come from leadership around how pay rises happen.
And if they get to that point where they're knocking on the door and asking, for some team members, they're at the point of resentment by that time. I'm seeing like that they feel like you should have proactively done something about this. It shouldn't take for me to be asking, which is an interesting dynamic in itself.
It is, it totally is. I had a situation recently where someone I know and have known for years, who's a very senior person, and when he joined an organisation, the organisation actually asked him to move from a contractor to a permanent role a few years ago and gave him the title of director.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all been going swimmingly until a couple of months ago when they said, well, We're going to bring a couple of more junior people in, and we want to move your title from director to, I think it was associate.
Right.
And the really clear message that sent to him, and nobody talked about his pay or anything, but it was really clear to him that there was going to be no pay rise this year. And in fact, they're trying to manage his expectations around that by shifting his title. So he literally went out the next day and started job hunting.
Of course he did. Why wouldn't he? It's just
Exactly.
crazy. That is a
Yeah.
crazy, crazy strategy. I think as a business, if you know that budgets are tight and pay rises are not an option, just make it clear. Just say
Yes.
it.
Yeah, be open about it.
And your team will totally understand if you say, look, we all know we aren't having a great year. Your team know if you're not busy
Yes.
and the budget is tight. So we've made a decision as an organization that we're putting any pay increases on hold. We will revisit it and put a date when you're going to revisit it. You don't have to make promises that you're going to change it, but that you're going to revisit it. And we really appreciate all the work that you're doing. Give some acknowledgement. And as soon as we can revisit this, we absolutely will. It is that simple, but no one's doing it.
I agree. Well, I think because they're too scared to start the conversation, often in my experience. They feel like if they start that conversation, people who weren't thinking about a pay rise are suddenly going to go, oh gosh, I need a pay rise. The reality is that, of course, everybody's always thinking, how am I progressing? Because we want to progress. And pay is just one aspect of that. There are other things we could tap into that aren't about pay. You can hear my dog agreeing in the background.
Your dog concurs with our argument
She's right on board with this whole thing. She's not getting a pay rise this year. But I think I agree with you. And when we say we're going to review it in the future, don't leave that for too long. Don't make that a 12-month thing.
No, 6 months,
You
three or 6 months for sure.
exactly. I think 3 or 6, let's see how things are going, and we'll review it in 3 to 6 months, I think is really realistic. And I think then sort of keeping those lines of communication open are important.
I agree. And I think there's a few things that I'm seeing happening around this at the moment. One is that fear of even having the conversation because I'm worried they're going to ask for a pay raise, so I'm just not going to review them or not have a conversation with them. I'm
Yes.
definitely seeing happen.
Yes.
And then I'm seeing business owners get really resentful about their team asking for pay increases, which is definitely not ideal. And
No.
then the third thing I'm seeing is businesses trying to then create a structure to justify pay scales and in businesses that don't need that kind of structure. And then they find themselves stuck with a structure that doesn't work, but they were just trying to put it in place to justify their position. So it can get very messy very quickly.
Yes, no, I totally agree. And I think it's a really this is a really interesting one because money is something we're not terribly good about at talking about, I think, at the best of times. And I think what we know is that most people don't feel comfortable asking for pay rises. They would much prefer that there was a sort of there was a system to it, so that they knew. And I think, as you say, traditionally that would be linked to the performance review. I totally agree with you with that the two things should be entirely different, because we do want to be talking about performance more. But I think being open with people is the only answer. I think being clear about we're here for the survival of the business. And we need to take that bigger picture, and we can all see what's happening. So, this is how we need to deal with it. It's a really grown-up way to deal with it.
Yeah, I think so too. I think creating a culture where you have a framework for how these discussions are addressed is really important too, because that gives people certainty about, okay, well, if I'm going to ask for a pay rise, I better have this piece of information ready and I better know this as well.
Yes.
So, because it's an interesting dynamic. There are some people in your team who will have no problems walking in your door and asking for a pay rise, and others who the thought of that conversation fills them with dread. And they're sitting there resentful that their teammate keeps getting pay rises because they're talking about it.
Yes.
And they're not getting any because it's not in their nature to walk in your office and demand one. So it's very sort of complex in that sense. So I think when you can create a culture that says we will review pays on this date, and that's going to happen, but it doesn't mean an increase, I think is not a bad structure. Also, having a process where if you feel you need a salary adjustment, here's the process. You know, you need to justify what increased duties you've taken on, or what extra success measures you've achieved, or, you know, there has to, I think a lot of employees at the moment are just thinking, well, cost of living has gone up, my mortgage is ridiculous, I can't afford my rent, I need more money, my employer needs to pay me more money. And I've been working with,
understand that.
Exactly. And actually, I had this conversation with one of my coaching clients recently, who's just had people knocking on her door, constantly asking for pay rises. And I worked with her to come up with other solutions that are, I acknowledge you're struggling right now. We can't justify your position being paid any higher because, you know, operational efficiency and so forth.
Yep.
However, let me help you in other ways. You know, if I was to be able to offer you overtime to do these extra tasks that haven't been done on a Saturday, would that be of interest to you? Or can I support you in getting some financial advice to maybe help you better manage your money so that you're not at such a pinch? And looking at what other ways we can support our team that don't involve us putting our hands in our pocket.
I think there's another really interesting thing. I totally agree with you. How can we give them support in different ways? But I think there's also, it's really important to acknowledge that this is on their minds and that they will be disappointed.
Yeah.
You know, and that people will be feeling anxious potentially about, you know, the pressures that are coming through increased costs and all of those sorts of things, and interest rates and what have you. And the disappointment that there isn't going to be a pay rise in this particular period. I think when we acknowledge the emotion in that, we help people as well, and we connect with them so much more because they feel heard, they feel seen.
Yeah. I think the other thing to remember here is people asking for a pay rise is not the sign that that's the thing that motivates them. That's usually an act of frustration or just a reaction to something else circumstantial. It's not the thing that motivates most people.
I agree. We focus on money so much, and it is important. There's no doubt that, you know, we need to be able to earn a wage that is reasonable and all of those things. But it's so rarely the most important thing, isn't it? And there's so many things we can do that help people stay motivated and connected with work and progressing that are around recognition.
Exactly.
And connection and these sorts of things. And even those conversations with them about, you know, where do you want to go?
Yeah.
And are you looking to kind of build your skills? Do you need more training? But that recognizing that each of them will have different things that they want to do.
This goes back to what we were talking about in our last episode, actually. It's about knowing your people individually and what motivates them. So when you have to have the conversation that says, look, I totally appreciate that you really would love this increase, and I'd love to be able to give it to you. However, we're not in a position right now. The budget doesn't allow for it. The position doesn't require that salary. We can't just, you know, because for most of us, every role is only worth so much in our business. And then you can follow that by saying, however, I know it was really important to you that you were able to be cross-trained in this area of the business. What I've arranged is blah, blah, blah. And that doesn't have to mean a $2,000 training course. That can merely mean you've arranged a mentor to give them some cross-training. Or you've arranged for them to work in that area for a period of time.
That's it. Or half a day a week, I'm going to get you to join this project or whatever it is. Yes, absolutely. And I do think those sorts of opportunities, we often overlook when things are really busy. So again, using these times when things might be quieter to build collaboration across different areas or between people. And they all increase their skills. They're all connecting more, so you're getting more team for your team. I think are really important things.
And I think you can also use this as an opportunity to get your team members to come up with new ways to create, you know, improvements. So it might be, we can't do that right now because the budget doesn't allow for it. And as you know, we're not meeting our sales targets. But I'd love for you to come to me with a solution as to how we can, or some ideas as to how we can improve that sales cycle. And if we can do that, then I'm going to be in a much better position to be able to help you with this salary
Absolutely.
increase.
Yes. Yeah. So let's look at innovation. You know, how can we improve things, or how can we innovate and do things differently to get through this period so that we can get back to a position where we can start paying, you know, start looking at everybody's salaries, and looking at pay rises.
Exactly. And there's different ways to get to the same result. I can't give you a pay rise, but I can give you 3 hours off a week. And I know that this associate of mine is looking for some freelancers. You could do a few hours for them. That means you're getting more money. I'm giving you the hours to do that. And when we're in a better position, come on back and I'll give you your pay rise, sort of thing. So it does require, of course, having trust between you and your team that you would be able to do that and know that that would create the goodwill for them to never want to leave. If all of those things, but there are other ways for you to help them get what they need without it necessarily being a pay rise.
I also think I totally agree, and I think you can even use it in terms of, I can't give you a pay rise, but I can give you a few hours to work in a volunteer capacity for something you care deeply about.
And
And you're
I'll
getting
keep you at your
2 hours
full
a week.
salary.
Yes. So that's it. You keep getting your salary, but you get to go and do something that you care about for the next few months while things are a bit quiet. So thinking creatively about it, but also tapping into that, as you say, what's important to them. Each individual, that's going to be different.
Exactly right. And for some people, they want to get to that next level. They want to climb that ladder,
Yes.
and they need to do certain training to do that. So whilst I'm not going to pay for that training course, I will give you time off work to go and do it so that you can come back, complete the training, and we can progress you onto that next level in the business, and that would give you your pay increase because you've moved up a level, kind of thing.
Yep, absolutely. So I think that's it. I think being open to what else you can do is such an important part of this whole conversation. And I think as a leader, also just not panicking about it, not getting caught in that, oh my God, if I don't give them some more money, my good people will leave.
Your good people won't leave because of money. Your good people will leave because of poor leadership. So,
Exactly, because of a lack of recognition, because of a lack of connection, all of those sorts of things are why good people leave. They leave bad leaders, don't they?
Exactly right. So, I think you're right in what you said at the beginning of the episode. We are bad at talking about money, and we need to get better at talking about money. It's not as scary. I know. I recall. When I teach people how to do interviews, I'm always saying, like in the phone screening phase, even in their application phase, one of the first questions I ask every applicant is, what salary are you looking for? And people are mortified that I ask that question so upfront and so at the very, very pointy end at the beginning of our campaigns. You need to talk about money. It is part of the transaction of the employment relationship. And if what you're offering is miles away from what they're looking for, let's stop now because this is not going to be a long-term play. And it's the same with the review process. If you are fearful about having those conversations, then it's not going to be a good result. And I think being able to competently, confidently, calmly have discussions around money is such an important tool as a leader to be able to say, I acknowledge what you're looking for. I can't make that happen for you. Here's why. And there'll be reasons, there always is. But let's chat about this, which I know is really important to you. Like, it's not a conversation you need to be terrified of.
I think that's right. And I think when you can do it like that, when you're open about it's a gift you give to your team members
Of course.
because you make it safe for them to talk about it without it being a huge drama, because everybody understands that it's just part of this work transaction.
And I think we are moving away from the very traditional old school every year you get a pay rise structure. I think, but I'm seeing a lot of businesses move away from that anyway. And I don't think that's a bad thing because I've always argued that time in a role shouldn't equal remuneration. Like, experience is important, but performance is more important. So the more we can extract that from being part of the fabric of workplaces, then this will make things easier as well for employers that don't want to be having these discussions every single year.
I think it's also interesting, just before we wrap up, this idea that we should get a pay rise every year. I know people who run businesses who say that that's just not how they've ever worked. And this idea that just, as you say, just because you've been here another year, I'm going to pay you some more money, isn't just isn't how they operate. I do think, and I know people who will say if they want to get more money, they really have to change jobs because that's where the big change happens. But the research, and I know we talked about this in a previous episode, the research tells us that if your people feel connected to you and connected to the team, it will cost a competitor about 20% more to poach them from you. So
Exactly.
if we're looking after our people and they feel connected to us, they're not going to leave at the moment
No.
because there's not a lot of places that are going to be out there offering lots of money. Everybody's experiencing this.
I think that's a really interesting point. I think that's part of why we're in the position we're in right now with these excessive pay increases being requested. I think we are coming off the back of a period where the job market was very, very employee focused, and they literally could, in many industries, demand whatever they liked. And employers felt that they had no other option but to give it to them. And I think the employee mindset, to an extent, is still a little bit like that. It's still, well, I could just ask for whatever I like, and
Pick
they
and
can't.
choose where I go, and
I think that's gone. And I think we're not seeing these outlandish sign-on bonuses. We're not seeing, generally, people pay really, really excessive rates to get people across. I think the market has, thankfully, calmed down a little bit. But there was certainly that time where I know apprentices were jumping ship for an extra $10 an hour,
Oh,
and just absolutely not a, something that businesses just couldn't do for apprentices. It was big companies who weren't training them properly. But I do feel like, on the whole, there's a few exceptions still. The market has really settled, and it's the employees catching up to the fact that, oh, that's not going to fly anymore. I can't just walk in and ask for ridiculous pay increases and it's going to land. So it's a bit of a retraining of the market, I think.
I think you're right, and I think we have come through that stage. And there is a setting, but talking with someone the other day who was saying people who had left them through the sort of great resignation of the last couple of years are coming back because,
Oh, that's interesting.
because they like their culture and they recognize that they're not getting paid enough at the place they've gone to put up with a culture that's suboptimal.
That is, we should do an episode on that. That's very
It
interesting.
is, isn't it? It's
I
fascinating.
wondered at the time whether we would see that, so that's really interesting.
The power of our culture should never be underestimated.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So if you are being challenged by pay increase requests, hopefully this episode has given you some tips and some strategies. But as always, we want to hear from you. We would love to hear how you are navigating these conversations when the budget just isn't allowing for these pay increases. Come and join us on our socials and let us know what strategies you're using and how you're coping with these salary requests that you can't quite grant at the moment. So just find us on Grow Your Influence over on Facebook and let us know there.
Yep, we'd love to hear from you. And we're always up for a review or a rating if you feel like you want to give us some love on the podcast channel, wherever you listen to your podcasts. That would be great. And please do share this with anybody you know who you think could benefit from it, who might be struggling with any of these issues at the moment.
Yeah, absolutely. We'd really appreciate it. Thanks, Juliet. Great conversation.
Lovely to talk. Talk soon.
Thanks for joining us on this episode. If you enjoyed the podcast, please leave us a rating, comment, and review wherever you listen to your podcast. And don't forget to recommend us to a friend. We also love hearing suggestions for topics or guest speakers that you would love to hear from. The best way to reach us to give us those suggestions is over on our Facebook page. Simply head to Facebook and search Grow Your Influence. See you there.